Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today for the KTH 910 AM interview of the week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. And today we are going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is local authors who have written books that have a Catholic theme, something that ties into the Catholic faith. And I also love talking to first-time authors because I think it's perhaps the most exciting time in an author's career is when they write the first book. And being a one-time author myself, I certainly know the joys and the pains and the struggles of trying to put a book out. And my guest is Monica Shaw. She is a writer. She's here locally from Dallas. In fact, she went to St. Thomas Aquinas grade school, graduated from there, went on to UT, and she worships now at the Catholic Campus Ministry Perkins Chapel over at SMU, where I'm a graduate from as well. Her debut novel is called The Rainwater Secret. Started off as a personal research project looking into the life of her great aunt, whose name is Lily, and who became a missionary later in her life. Monica is married, and she has three children. And again, the book is called Rainwater Secret. I've got a description here. I'll read just the first couple of sentences, and then we'll dig into it and learn more about this book and how you can get it. The Rainwater Secret is a deeply moving historical fiction novel about a woman who becomes a missionary in Africa after the death of her mother, single and feeling there is nothing left for her in a small town, England. Anna embarks on an adventure as a volunteer with the Medical Missionaries of Mary to teach the leper children in Africa. So that is the basic premise of it. And we welcome Monica Shaw to the program. Monica, thanks for coming here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So this has been something that I think you told me took you about 7 years from the initial. Well, when did the first inspiration? Because I know you're not a professional writer. This is kind of something that you a new challenge for you. So how did the idea first enter into your mind that you wanted to put this story into a book?
Well, it's kind of weird. I was reading the book, The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society, which is a very good book. And all throughout the time I was reading it, I kept thinking of Lily, who is Anna in the book. And when I was done, I just started researching. I went through some of my mom's old stuff and looked on the internet and just tried to find out more about what she did and who she went with. And because when she would come back to Dallas, I was young and just didn't pay enough attention to what she was doing. Anyway, so the more I researched, the more I just couldn't believe what a fascinating story it was. And I do think it was divine intervention. I think she was pushing me the whole way to tell the story. And it's just incredible what these women did, and the priests that went, and the medical missionaries of Mary, and how they helped these people and what they went through to get it all done.
So Lily's your great aunt. And
yes.
When did she pass away?
She passed away in 1994.
Okay, so it's been a while, and
yes.
You had a chance to sit down and talk to her, obviously long before you know, started thinking about writing a book. Did you interview her, or I mentioned about the research. How did you do the research and find out about this?
I mainly went through relatives' letters. Lily wrote a lot in the newsletters for the Medical Missionaries of Mary. And so I went to Ireland, to Drogheda, where all the nuns basically go to retire. And there's a big living facility there. And I went there and researched in their archives. Sister Catherine was really helpful. She runs the archive there. And they had a ton of information. Information that she had written. She would write in the newsletter, I'm guessing once a month, and she would write about one of the leper children or one of the lepers in the village. And so I based my characters on the people that she was writing about, and she really gave you a sense of who they were and what they were going through. And so that's kind of how it started. It just kind of snowballed into a book. I felt like I really needed to tell the story.
Yeah. When I read the description, I read a little bit more of this now. I think of St. Mother Teresa and the work that she did in Calcutta. It says here in the description of the book, again, the book is called Rainwater Secret. Life as Anna has known it is forever changed as she learns the culture that would banish its sick, disfigured, and crippled to the jungles. Babies are left to die on roadsides. Children are chased away to live by whatever means they can find. The aged are abandoned. That takes a saintly type of person to be able to be in that environment where there's so much hardship, but also a great sense of, you know, doing something to help humanity.
Sure. She was quoted in the Dallas Morning News as saying, you know, what's the use of working for oneself?
Mm-hmm.
She always wanted to work with others and help others. And so they came into a land. And when they got to Agoja, I was speaking with one of the nuns in Ireland, and she said that they got there, and she was thinking, she was 19 or 20, very young, and she was thinking, okay, we'll go, and there'll be a building, there'll be a hospital. And they got there, and there was a table under a tree, and that's where they started giving inoculations. They used Chamulgra oil. And I said, oh, my gosh. You know, were you just shocked? And mm-hmm. she said, yes, for a bit. And then I just got on with it. And that was the theme throughout the whole, everything that I read was you just get used to it. You just move on. You know, it's,
yeah.
You're just there to help.
Yeah, right. You can't get, you just have a job to be done.
And,
but she never became a sister. She was a lay person.
She was a lay teacher.
Did she have a family herself? Or did she stay single her whole life?
She stayed single.
Okay.
You know, she just had a strong urge in her heart to go and help. She was a headmistress in Bootle. And she loved children, wanted to teach. And so she wrote the Medical Missionaries of Mary when she heard that they were doing this, and she said, I'd really like to go teach. And they were looking for a teacher, but they were a little bit nervous about putting a lay person with the nuns. And so they said, you come to Drogheda and live with the nuns for a couple of weeks and see how that works out and make sure that you're all, you know, everything fits, and then you'll go on over the ship. And it took them a month to get there, so I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A month in a ship, right?
On a ship and then driving, because they just had little kit cars.
It's called a historical fiction, and I know from flipping through the book and looking at it, you actually have dates, you know, mm-hmm. October, you know, 30th of this date. So how do you, as a writer, how do you combine the truth and the fiction? I mean, and is that difficult to do?
Yes, it was difficult to wrap your head around, but what I tried to do, like I said, is base it on the characters that she wrote about. So I looked in the books that I researched and saw how long it took them to get there. The dates that I have coincide, they're different than the dates mm-hmm. that she was there, but it's the same amount of time that it took them on the ship. It's the same amount, you know, I based everything on the mileage to get from one place to the other and how they had to get there. And, you know, just tried to keep it as true to as possible to the story. But I did have to change it, you know, and add different things and be creative. So you could say creative fiction. But I ended up saying historical fiction because it's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm. The name of the book is intriguing. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, Monica Shaw is my guest, first-time author right here from Dallas. The book is called Rainwater Secret, and it is available. She did the same, published the same way I did through Create Space, which is through Amazon, so you can certainly get it there, and I think it might be in some of the local Catholic bookstores, perhaps, or Barnes & Noble or Half Price Books, but you can go online and find it, Rainwater Secret. The name is intriguing. Is that something you can tell us where the name comes from? Whenever you hear the word secret, it's like, well, I want to know what the secret is, or where does that come from?
It's... Basically, the rainwater is, when she was interviewed, it was an article in the Dallas Morning News, because her sister lived in Dallas, and so when she came back from Africa, sometimes she would come to Dallas, and they were interviewing her, and she was talking about how when she was a kid, a German plane landed in the backyard of their house, and how they didn't have anything, they didn't have water, they didn't have food, and, you know, and... she was saying how they would get rainwater to drink. And then she kind of giggled and she said, well, I guess I'm back to rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
And so that stuck in my head. And so I had to make a story around the rainwater. And that's where the rainwater secret
came. Yeah. All right. Interesting. So this, the process of writing it took you 7 years. There's a lot of dialogue in it, a lot of characters, like you said, based on real life people. How difficult was it? Because I know I believe everybody has one book in them. I've always said that. I think everybody, there's something that I think there's a book inside of everybody. How was the process of you actually? Because it's a very professional looking book. It's a nice cover art, and I know you told me that was based on a real picture that she had taken. So how was the process itself of getting your idea and story in print?
Well, she, I do want to talk about the cover. My cousin gave me a lot of slides that she took when she was there. And so, we got those developed and, the cover is a picture that she took and I had a local artist, Josiah Jones, draw it for me. And I love it. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly, except for the rain barrel, it's exactly a picture of what she took when she was there. And now I forget what you asked me.
Oh, just the process, of writing the book.
You know, I started out researching, and it took me a while to research, and that was kind of fun. You know, mm-hmm. I liked finding new things, and I would research. And then I would start to write, and then I would get frustrated writing, so I would go back to researching. And so that's kind of why it took so long. Plus, it's a long time ago, so there's not that many people that you can get information from. And then just slowly and honestly, my cousin that I met when I was in Ireland, she was really helpful, and she passed away from cancer. And when she died, I was really upset, and it pushed me on. You know, I thought, mm-hmm. I'm going to finish this book.
Yeah.
And, you know, from then on, I was writing pretty solidly.
Yeah. And I know one of the things you also want to do is bring attention to the medical missionaries of Mary. I'm guessing most people listening right now have never heard of them. You know, we've heard of Daughters of Charity and all these other religious groups. But this is relatively unknown, and a lot of times they're not looking for publicity, but I know it's in fact, a portion of the sales of the book is going to go, to benefit this. What else can you tell us about that group?
You know, I'd never heard about them before. I didn't even know that's who she went with until I started the research. They have offices in Chicago and New York, and I think they have another office in DC. They are still all over the world doing great work. They're incredibly strong, funny women. The stories that they told when I was in Ireland, they were hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
They were just really open and loved to tell their stories, and they've given their whole life to helping other people. And I just want to get more people to know who they are and what they're doing. They're doing a great thing, and they're doing it all over the world, and they're still doing it. They've been doing it since way before 1950.
And this is somewhat of a, I guess, a heroine in your life, and this is somebody that you really look up to. And I think you told me before we started that you have really felt her presence. How has that been? Your great aunt Lily. Have you felt like she's kind of pushing this along, or
I have? I really
from the grave. Yeah,
have felt like she was so much fun. She was funny. You know, after she got back from Nigeria, she lived in Roby Mills, and there was a little retirement village, and there was a chapel up on the hill, and every Friday she would have happy hour, and the priest and all the villagers would come. She was just a ball of fun.
Mm-hmm.
She was just, everybody liked being around her, and my mom was really very close to her, and so I think it just kind of transferred down, and because I went to go see her when I was 20 and stayed with her and her friend Molly. We wrote letters back and forth until she died, until she couldn't write anymore. And I just felt really close to her, and I feel like she has helped me, and I really feel like my cousin Eileen has helped me just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as you know, writing a book, it's
Yeah,
it's daunting.
It's a really, it can be a real emotional roller coaster.
Yes.
My guest is Monica Shaw. She's from Dallas, and she is the author of The Rainwater Secret, and it is a historical fiction. In fact, one person said, a touching work of historic fiction. Shaw's debut novel takes you on a journey, page after page. You'll not put the book down. Those are great books. Have some people already read it all the way through and given you any feedback? Or sometimes it's like, you know, I don't know if I want to know, or
I only
say good things. But what have people said that have read it?
Everybody really loves the characters.
Yeah.
And I've had people say, I cried, I loved it. Right now, there's several reviews on Amazon. And it's all been positive so far, and hopefully it will continue to stay positive. It's probably not the book for everybody, but
yeah.
It's not just a missionary story. It's just a story of people who really, which I guess is missionary, really want to help other people, and just everything that they went through and how they continued to keep on doing it.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Was she a deeply religious person?
She was.
She did that. So her Catholic faith was really the, I guess, what drove her to have such love for people. Would that be right?
She was really, she was very Catholic, but it was more, and I asked Sister Catherine this. I said, what was your main thing? Did you go over there to spread the gospel? Did you go over there to help people? She said, we went over there to help people, and they would learn from us. And if they wanted to, you know, come to God, then they would come to God. But it was more to help people, and to, they were in such bad shape, and they really wanted to give them back their dignity.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause nobody wanted them. And,
yeah.
So they really helped them. Each family or each individual would have a tract of land. They would help them build their gardens. They would help them build a hut. And then they had all the help with, you know, with food, with hospital, with medical, you know, any kind of medical needs that they had. And they also had, Lily brought all of the schools up to Standard 6. And by the time she left, there were 20 different schools in different villages. She'd train up all the different leper people to teach in the other villages. So she really did an amazing job. And without the education, they wouldn't have the nurses' helpers, the doctors' helpers, the other teachers. They wouldn't have been able to do what they did.
Yeah. Sounds like it could be a good movie.
I think it'd be a great movie.
I know
movie.
That's crossed your mind, hasn't
yes.
it? In fact, you're already starting to do some casting and
in my head.
Figure out who would be who. Would that be kind of thing that just somebody would have to come to you, or are you going to pursue that?
I would like to pursue it.
Yeah.
I just have to find the right person, and the more reviews I get and the more, you know, it gets more out in the public, then hopefully I'll be able to do that. I think it would make a great movie.
Yeah, and again, the book is called The Rainwater Secret. The author is Monica Shaw, joining me in studio here. And, you know, when I read debut novel, debut almost implies that there's going to be something to follow it. And I know what my experience was when I finished. I was like, gosh, I just, you know, want to take a few months and just, you know, relax and revel in the release of the book. And so
right.
you're just going to, do you think, does this lend itself to a follow-up? Or would it, if you ever wrote again, would it have to be something totally different?
No, I think that it could be a follow-up. There's still a lot of characters that I didn't get into the book. I've thought about, I'd like to eventually someday go maybe with the medical missionaries of Mary and do, you know, go on one of their trips and help out. And maybe that would be another story. I don't know. It's kind of what's in my head.
I'm sure your own family members enjoy reading it because they get to learn about one of their own.
I have a huge family, so
they can sell a lot of books just that way, right?
Exactly.
Just from your family. All right, well, I appreciate you coming in. Monica Shaw is my guest. Just about out of time. What else do you want to tell our listeners? Obviously, they can go to Amazon.com and they can buy it, and that might be the easiest way right now since it was written through CreateSpace, which is an Amazon product. But anything else you want to tell our listeners that we haven't talked about?
I have a website, therainwatersecret.com, and I have a blog on there, so I continuously put up different events, and I'm going to spotlight and put pictures up of the characters that I wrote about so that you can kind of get another visual. And then I also have a Facebook page that you can follow, facebook.com, and then The Rainwater Secret. Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing that just popped in my mind, that you know, working with lepers, I mean, that takes a special kind of person. I mean, because there's a personal risk. Does that ever come out in the book? I'm thinking of Damien of Malachi. You might be familiar with him. He went out to Hawaii and worked in the leper colonies,
right.
Ended up dying of leprosy, but he's like, well, that's, you know, that's fine. I know that's a risk.
They got malaria. As far as I read, none of the missionaries got leprosy.
Okay.
They worked with the leprosy, and they actually helped other people not be so afraid of them, people that came just to work in the village that didn't have leprosy, because they were so hands-on treating it. So, you know, they did another service for the lepers, mm-hmm. by having people not be so afraid of the juju, the bad juju.
Yeah, yeah, very interesting. Well, sounds like a saintly woman, and I'm glad that this story is now in print, and many people can be inspired and blessed by the story of Lily, who's called Anna in the book, and it's called The Rainwater Secret. The author is Monica Shaw. You can go to therainwatersecret.com. You can also find it on Facebook, and you can buy it also at Amazon.com as well, The Rainwater Secret. So thank you so much. I hope you sell a million copies, and I hope it's a big, you know, Oscar award-winning movie one day. It sounds like it would be a great story to be put on the big screen as well.
Yes, I think so. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And thanks to Brittany for producing the program. Thank you for listening to the program. And I love talking to authors, and I love talking about anything that's local and Catholic. So if you have any ideas for this program, please email me, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. And we'd love to talk to you or somebody that you know about what you're doing here locally to help build up the body of Christ. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Have a great weekend.